I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm over here. Good morning. Can you hear me? There we go.
I love when we get the good morning the way we're getting.
I know. I hear it. Ding, ding, ding. All over the place. Good morning, everybody. Holy crap, people.
Yes. Good morning to Weasel, who said, come get some.
Let's go. Okay. Get some, baby. Come get some.
Oh, my God. I want to dance, but I have an injured wing.
Oh, no. No, you're not allowed to have an injured wing.
I was cutting a little too hard to some people. I was giving them some light surface abrasions a little too hard.
They loved it. And, oh, my God. Hey, I'm up to 184. Yeah, baby. I told y'all we could break the 180 mark.
Sorry.
I'm all happy.
I'm going to tell everybody on this Friday to follow Friday Ginger. You're going to have way more than that next week.
Yay!
Hate me then. See, this is, now y'all see, this is what goes on while I get all the dings and stuff. I have followed so many people. So many people are following us, for that matter.
Oh, I think that's awesome that people would even want, you know, follow us. I think that is.
I know.
I know what we do is cool and everything, but it just, it's like.
It's nice to be loved is what it is.
It is. It is. It's amazing. I can't imagine. You guys want to follow us. Y'all like us. Y'all really like us.
Oh, my God. Did you pull that from a commercial from the 80s?
I totally did. Yeah. Hey, I am an 80s baby, so yeah.
Oh, my God.
81 baby.
That's a jar baby, Ginger.
Yes. Yep.
See, Ginger's the only person that talks baby talk back to me when I do. Everybody else. Stop it.
Come on. It's fun.
I will tell y'all, I got some private messages from Facebook yesterday. Those of you who are watching our Petey Carey Cinch live review, I know we can't update Petey Carey because it's so hot that Frankenstein, that's my PC that I built, Frankenstein gets overheated playing The Sims because it's so hot in the office and it ends up shutting off. So, yeah, so, and I have been, you know, since I have an injured wing, I've been trying to get some rest and let it heal because as long as I'm up, I'm working, y'all know how I roll. So I have to sleep to shut myself down. But as soon as I'm good,
I'm over here crunching an apple in y'all's ear. My bad.
Yeah, Peyton's going to go on tour. She's going to go on tour this week.
Oh, that sounds cool. I think I haven't been watching. I need to watch.
Yeah, well, listen. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm going to send her on tour. I got a few people on Facebook that are willing to open up their towns to my girl. So Sadie's going to go on tour, see if she can, you know, become even more famous. But we got some important news. I must go first this time, Ms. Jen.
Okay. What do you got?
Well, if you're watching on Twitter, I gave you a little bit of a teaser. The ECA is up in Washington, D.C. this morning. They're up on Capitol Hill. They're going to be talking to the members of Congress and their staff about a few issues, some of which we've been telling you about this week. The new bill, most importantly, is the one that's supposed to go on the games. The warning exposure to violent video games has been linked to aggressive behavior. Yeah, we're all kinds of against that. And Representative Baca and Representative Wolf have introduced this particular label. So the ECA is down there saying, oh, hell no, of course, they're saying it that way. But they both have a firm belief that science is proving that what they want to do is so, and we all know that this is not the case. So what they are asking you to do over at the ECA is pop over to their website, and we're going to put the link up on our Twitter. If you're listening to this later on, you can probably search through our Twitters and find it, but more than likely we'll put it up somewhere on the site. If you can't find it on the site for some odd reason, because, you know, Miss Corey gets busy and Ginger's busy, we're all busy. You can pop over to the ECA site, and it's going to be action.theeca.com, and start letting the letters pour in. Let them know we mean businesses. We don't play around as gamers. I'm not understanding. I don't know why. Well, you know what? I keep saying I don't know why they come after us. I lie. I know exactly why they come after us, because we are the second highest grossing industry in the entire world, the gaming industry, only second to movies, and sometimes we surpass them. So everybody's after us. You guys have to think zombies and we're the survivors. Mm-hmm. There you go. Get your shotguns ready. Okay, let me just say this. Please, no real shooting. You know, I have to specify that. Some of you out there are a little loopy. It has nothing to do with video games, Representative Baca. It has to do with the fact that they were just crazy before. They didn't need no help. But anyway, you guys go ahead and...
yeah, some of you are crazy. Seriously, some of you are crazy.
Check out the link. They said it should take you only 30 seconds to sign up. You can also go over to the Facebook.com/theECA. Same thing with their Twitter, and they have a MySpace. I don't know why, but they still have one. You know, I shouldn't say that. We still have one. We just. But make sure you pop over and show your support. This is very important, Bill, because we don't want to be labeled as something that we're not. We obviously do not. You know, exposure to video games does not cause violence. If that was the case, there'd be a nation of murderers around. So go over, make sure you show your support. I keep repeating it because it's important. You're sitting there at your desk, and you're eating your lunch, and you're enjoying listening to our lovely voices. But while you're there, get your little fingers to work, get some ketchup on your keyboard, and just do it.
Yes, yes, totally. Go over there and do that. Mm-hmm. All right. It is too early in the morning to have irritated me, people.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
EVE Online. What is wrong with you, people?
No.
You see this?
Not CCP. What did they do?
Oh. CCP investigates EVE Online FanFest panel for mocking suicidal player. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who actually mocked them? The EVE Online people did, or somebody else did? I'm trying to be clear here before I jump on.
It was at a FanFest convention. It was an EVE Online panel.
Okay, so that may or may not have been them.
Yeah. Let me get to the whole story. With the Bully Project being released in theaters this Friday, it seems ironic that we would be reporting on people mocking another player who was suicidal and encouraging other people to do the same in the hope that the individual would do it. This is the same kind of behavior highlighted in the aforementioned documentary. But instead of happening in game, it happened at school to an 11-year-old boy. And he ended up listening to a schoolmate.
So he took himself out.
Yeah. The game in question is EVE Online, and the comments came to light during an EVE Online panel at its FanFest convention over the weekend. According to a user named Kestrel, who contacted both Eurogamer and EVE Online maker CCP Games, during Thursday's Alliance panel presentation, moderated by a CCP employee and delivered by two CSM council members, panelists mocked a suicidal player and encouraged other players to join in the game. The presentation featured an in-game communication between two EVE Online players who were one of the players, where one of the players said he had suicidal thoughts and showed obvious signs of severe depression. When the communication was shown to the audience, the presenter, along with part of the audience of players and CCP representatives present, all had a good laugh. You never should scroll. I know this. The presenter went on to encourage all other players of EVE Online to harass this player in the hope that he would eventually be compelled to act on his suicidal thoughts. Kestrel went on to say that the player's in-game contact information was provided to the audience. The presentation was also streamed online during the FanFest event. When CCP Games was made aware of this, the company issued a statement expressing its disgust for such behavior and promised that an investigation would take place.
Mm.
They did release a response. They said, I want to reassure you that CCP in no way condones the harassment of players, especially those who suffer from depression or suicidal thoughts. And I'm going to lose my voice. As we understand the possible consequences of such a poor behavior, our terms of service, TOS, which can be found here, mirror our company's stance on this matter. Wow. I cannot believe you guys did this. I mean, all right, we've got the guys over at Blizzard who did the whole gay panel thing. They made the whole gay jokes with the trailer and everything, and that was bad. That was horrible. That was disgusting. And then we have this.
Well, Ginger, we have to be fair. We have to be fair. This wasn't actually CCP. It sounds like it was a panel, and they had other gamers sitting at a panel at their particular event. So kind of different. The guys at Blizzard were actually the guys at Blizzard.
They had two of their council members and a CCP employee all on this panel, and they all laughed.
Remember, the council members are made up of players.
Well, that's true. The CCP employee is a CCP employee.
Yeah, there won't be for much longer. I can probably guarantee that. People out there, we've done a show before on helping, you know, other gamers when they say things like they want to commit suicide. It's not time to joke. I understand it's an uncomfortable situation for you to be in. It's uncomfortable for them as well. If you've not listened to our show, you have no idea what to do when you hear somebody saying they're going to commit suicide in game. Please go back and listen to our show. I believe we did it. It's probably been about 2-3 months ago. The Thursday night show. Go back and listen. We provide all the information, phone numbers, and everything you need to help this
person. That was the first time I'd ever had that happen. Had a person that I played with threaten to kill themselves. That was nuts.
Yeah, and you cannot take for granted that the person is joking. You just cannot.
Yeah.
And you especially don't want to tease them or egg them on. If you're the type of person where it does not bother you to know that you could have pushed somebody, you know, even further towards their past their limit and then hurt themselves, if it doesn't bother you, then you also need to be going to see somebody. You need some help too. I, for one, could not live with myself if I know I didn't do everything I could to help the person. And everything you could, maybe all that you can do is make a phone call. But there are things that you can do when it's somebody that you're not close to and they do things. But anyway. Some people are going to be fired on mature day. So you there that's lost your job, you can join the ranks of the guy that attacked Child's Play and Blizzard and all these people that are, that ended up losing their jobs because they opened their damn mouth. Okay. Moving along. So we were popping around around Twitter. Next story comes, courtesy of Miss Bonniezilla. You guys make sure you follow her at Bonniezilla. Thanks, Bonnie, for posting this up. And she provided a link to Ars Technica, which is talking about Comcast's recent announcement that traffic generated by Comcast's new Xbox streaming video service would not count against your 250-gigabyte monthly data cap. This quickly drew some denunciation from the network neutrality advocates at Public Knowledge. In an email statement, PK President Gigi Son said the new policy raises questions not only of the justification for caps, but more importantly, of the survival of an open Internet. Advocates of the network neutrality regulation have long worried that incumbent providers would create a fast lane open only to content providers that paid a premium for access. Until now, these concerns have been largely theoretical. While a few controversies over non-neutral policies have cropped up over the years, most notably the 2007 controversy over Comcast interfering with the BitTorrent traffic, examples of non-neutral policies were few and far between. On its page announcing the new policy, Comcast claims that Xbox content is being delivered over a private IP network, not the public Internet. Presumably, the cable giant would argue that this means its new policy does not raise network neutrality issues since all the traffic delivered over the public Internet is still treated equally. But the development appears to confirm a worry that Netflix raised 2 years ago when the FCC was considering network neutrality rules. Those rules exempted a managed services category of IP-based services from the network neutrality rules. Netflix warned that if left unchecked, the managed services category could engulf the commission's open Internet policies altogether, making them effectively meaningless. I'm sorry. This is going to be a weird thing to say, but I kind of come down on the side of Comcast. I think this is a case of you people that don't have an Xbox over at PK and don't understand. We're already paying, and in my case, double. I'm paying for an Xbox Live subscription and a Comcast subscription. I really would be pissed if they decided to cap me on top of that while I'm trying to watch movies on my Xbox. It doesn't make it...
Exactly, that would irritate me. And that's the deal. That's what we were throwing a fit about with the iPad and everything. You've got these data caps, and you're giving us these toys, these programs, so that we can stream this video, and then you're gouging us. You're killing us. This is not right.
And this is the one time where Comcast is not trying to gouge me. I should not be paying yet another, I should not have to... That's what I'm looking for. Okay, put it this way. If I'm paying for something, I feel like, yes, I should get a little bit of extra. Some of you I don't understand the difference, i.e. you people with the Mass Effect 3 thing. I'm paying a little extra. I should have no cap. I should not be paying, you know, having to pay for a cap. I should be allowed to go, you know, stream as much video as I can from Comcast via my Xbox. I don't understand why you all are upset about this. I am paying. It's as simple as you pay, too, and then you can have the same thing. And to add to that, they're not. It does not count against my Internet, my 250-gigabyte data cap that I have now. It's great. I can still do other stuff. You know, all of us here have many jobs. We're, like, all Jamaican. So I need to have my traffic not be capped. keep in mind, a gamer is going to blow through that in no time on an Xbox. I blow through that over a weekend if I had, you know, if they try to
take exactly. Exactly.
You know, being on the Xbox, sometimes I got the iPad next to me, sometimes I got the laptops. I got, you know, I got all kinds of stuff going. So I don't want to have to pay for that. I most certainly don't want to kick against either. So I'll say this time I'm coming down the side of Comcast. PK, sorry. It's not my fault. You're not a gamer. Anyway. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, GLaDOS has you, child. GLaDOS is strangling you. I see the little digital hand around your throat, which is normally fun. Which is normally fun, but not today.
I know, right?
All
right. Go yet?
Sig, speak again. If not, I got...
Go yet?
No, she don't want to let you go.
You dirty little slore.
Ooh, dirty slore is what it came out. I don't know what a slore is, but I like the way it sounds. I'm going to use it. We used to say that on daytime. You slore. Okay, you are not going to get through. Let's give Ginger a moment to recover while GLaDOS is there's something very cool going on in the UK. No, I don't mean the closure of game. But there is a Survive the Real Zombie Apocalypse thing going on in an abandoned UK shopping mall. I love it. The UK, that experience is wait a minute. Let me look. Let me make sure. I tried to scroll. Okay, participants in the UK will be able to engage in a terrifying, full immersion survival horror story, then fend off waves of undead in a series of video game styled missions. Yes, VentureBeat is reporting that the new activity, or whatever you want to call it, or LARPing, as it's probably more traditionally referred to, is taking inspiration from everything from George Romero's Dawn of the Dead to video games like Left 4 Dead and Resident Evil. The zombie shopping mall experience, also known as The Mall, is an example of how real life informs our fantasy experiences and vice versa. If it were an attempt to market a video game, it certainly would be an attention grabber. I really think they should have Left 4 Dead people. You should have grabbed the Resident Evil. Was a prime, you know, thing to grab. The real-life game will subject groups of 15 survivors to over 3 hours of intense, nerve-wracking survival horror. They spoke to GamesBeat. Mr. Lee Fields, who's the director of Zed Events, explained that the inspiration behind The Mall is, he says, I'm 40, and I've been a fan of zombies ever since I was a kid, watching Betamax, and dang, he was way back to the Betamax, and VHS videotapes, and then gaming. He said there's a nod to pretty much everything in there. Fields' background is in special effects, movie props, and costumes, and he is combining that expertise with his experience of running airsoft events. For Fields, The Mall is all about the quality aspect, and it promises state-of-the-art special effects and props to help create a suitably
horrific
atmosphere.
That sounds like so much fun.
It does, right? Participants will also be armed with airsoft guns, which shoot plastic.
Oh, that is so cool! I love airsoft. I love airsoft.
Ah, but these are long.
Oh, by the way, people, if you happen to have a little handgun that's a little .22 that looks like an airsoft, beware. I shot somebody with the.
Don't, Ginger, be nice.
I didn't mean to. I didn't know.
The plastic pellets alone will not help you survive, they say. The guards start off with very little ammunition. The weapons only hold a few rounds, and they can pick up melee weapons as they go around, like cricket bats and baseball bats. I don't like the baseball bats. Come on now. These are all, okay, these are all foam, live action.
Yeah, I was thinking it's going to be some kind of Nerf bat, so yeah.
Okay, so they're designed so you can have a bit of a tussle with the zombies. The mall experience comprises two dramatic sections, the first of which plays out much like a movie. It has its peaks and troughs, it feels, it ebbs and flows, has a lot of quiet times, and you're really just creeping around in the dark. There are other times when all hell breaks loose and you're having to run for your life. Second part of the experience is more akin to a fast-paced video game, such as Left 4 Dead, and it features a number of shorter missions. These will provide some tough challenges for the survivors. You'll have fairly nasty zombies in there, he says. We don't do the big Resident Evil-style grizzly creature, but we have zombies with body armor who are difficult to put down. Much more of a slam. Okay. Now, I'm going to cut through all this because, well, I'll tell you how big it is. It's 250,000 square foot of shopping mall situated in Reading, and Reading is about 25 miles west of London, which has been empty for years. They're saying that it may be demolished, but Fields is hopeful that Zed Events will have the use of the venue at least until summer. He's been using the site for a variety of airsoft events for over 2 years, and it attracts visitors from all over the world. So right now, tickets to get involved in this is going to be about $188 US. That's 119 euros. Mm-hmm. From, and you can get that at wish.co.uk. And, of course, you have to fly over there in the first place. They're not the only ones doing this. I actually saw during, and I meant to mention this, but I was so excited about the season finale of The Walking Dead. There is actually a zombie run taking place in Austin here in Texas in December. And what they mean by zombie run is there's zombies chasing you, and you better run. I think it's like a five-mile run. When they catch you, you're down. I'm in.
Yes, we should totally do that.
I'm in.
I will visit. We will do that. It'll be so much fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to catch me.
Second?
Yeah. They're going to catch me in the first 10 minutes. They're just going to fall down. Ow! why is Jay ordering lunch through the Twitter? Who wants a Whopper with cheese? Grape drink. You want grape or you want red drink? Red drink is much better. Nobody knows what red drink is. It's just red. It tastes good. I got an idea. Okay. I can't say anything about that. I forgot. I'm under an NDA for something. So I could tell Ginger off air, but I can't tell y'all. And y'all will never know, unfortunately. I can't ever share this with you.
See? She's such a tease.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I am a teaser. Okay.
Yes, you are. All right. What do we got?
I think GLaDOS has let you go. Quickly, go.
I hope so. AWOL soldiers. AWOL soldier steals Paul Allen's identity, gets caught by the FBI. When you are on the...
Oh, no. GLaDOS, let Ginger go.
GLaDOS, you dirty little bitch. Go, or I will stab you, and I will stab your children.
I think... Okay, I'm... Oh, man. Okay, try it again, Ginger. Try it again. Go, go, go.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. As soon as you start talking.
All day long. GLaDOS, I hate you. I'm going to kill you. GLaDOS. I'm going to thank you from the front and then from the behind.
Oh, my God. See, she lets you talk when you insult her, but otherwise.
I know. She likes it. She's such a dirty little girl.
Oh, GLaDOS, let Ginger go.
Okay,
yeah,
let me go.
Ginger, why you drop out and come back in while I'll tell these guys another story.
Okay, all right, I will do that.
Gather around, boys and girls. Okay. Look, and I'll mute myself and start talking. All right, so Sony, there's some new research about the Sony PlayStation Vita versus mobile consoles versus cell phone-based gaming market from this year through 2017. A company in Dublin called Research and Markets has announced that the addition of these particular consoles and what they're offering, Japanese electronics. Did y'all notice I have a lisp? Japanese electronics giant Sony has proven the selling experience of the Japan market when it launched its new dedicated console gaming device for high-end handheld portable console market named the PlayStation Vita in North and Latin America, Europe, PAL regions, and Singapore this past February. What they're saying they see with this development, they're seeing the development as an evolution in gaming as the portable handheld gaming market. Including consoles, have gone through a massive revitalization in the last 10 years. The notable shift has taken place on gaming preference shifting from hardcore gamer to casual gamer. However, Mind Commerce observes that there remains a market opportunity among niche target group for portable handheld gaming devices such as the Vita with multifunctioning capabilities such as digital download facility, that is the PS Store. I think we may have lost Ginger. The Vita... the research is going to include Vita platform development, market opportunity analysis, of course, an analysis of console versus mobile cellular gaming market, Vita and console gaming market projections through 2017, the evaluation of the PS Vita positioning as a dedicated premium gaming device. Wow. Let's share a little bit of what they found with this particular study is that the U.S. will hold about 60% of the device market, at least until 2017. Device unit sales are expected to grow by 1,350% through 2017. The average gaming unit sale is expected to reach $52.5 billion by 2017. Average gamers' game units consumption is expected to reach three from 1.5. As Sony, they're saying they believe will hold the market lead by 40%, defeating Nintendo and leaving them behind. Got to see if that's going to happen. So that's some interesting research. let me see if they're going to give us a copy of this. We would love to share it with you. Some of you love reading this type of stuff. No, they don't want to give us a copy. Too bad. Too bad, so sad. I don't know if they're going to leave Nintendo behind. Anybody out there believe that PS Vita is going to take Nintendo down that way? You there with your hand up? No, I don't think so. All right. So, more wonderful news in the world of gaming. Epic Games has launched Unreal Government Network. Yes, they are working with the Virtual Heroes Division of the Applied Research Associates, Inc. Unreal Engine is moving into serious game business. Epic Games has reached a long-term UE3, that's Unreal Engine 3, reseller and support agreement with Virtual Heroes, a division of Applied Research Associates. Together, they're launching the Unreal Government Network, which will support government developers working on a variety of serious games projects. Virtual Heroes will specifically act as Epic Games' designated partner for Hello, Ginger.
Advanced. All right, can you hear me?
I can.
Yes.
Much better, much better. Of course, this is being called Alt Development and will license Unreal Engine 3 technology on multiple platforms, including the iOS, Android, Flash, PC, Mac, Xbox, PS3, PS Vita, and the Wii U. Virtual Heroes will also support development of browser-based Unreal Engine content across secure government and corporate enterprise networks. UGN will be involved in a whole host of serious games applications, including medical education and training.
Oh, that is cool.
Yes, it's going to be also crime scene training and more. They have a couple of projects that they are possibly working on. They're just saying they're examples. Of course, there is the Intelligence Advanced Research Projects activity, and they've been awarded about $10 million so far and a multi-year contract under the Sirius program. The goal of the Sirius program is to develop serious games that will result in better decision-making by teaching participants to recognize and mitigate the effects of their own biases when analyzing information used to make decisions. That is cool. Virtual Heroes, in collaboration with Duke University Human Simulation and Patient Safety Center, is creating the two words you should never put together, anesthesiology. It just never works. Training application for Army physicians. Virtual Heroes is also developing the UE3-powered Human Slim platform for medical education and training. The FBI is also using UE3 to develop a multiplayer crime scene training simulation to meet the needs of the FBI. There's also, lastly, going to be a top 5 defense contract in laboratory, which have licensed UE3 and UGN to address their needs for custom model integrations and visualization. They say, we recognize the growing market needs of our government customers and are excited to have Virtual Heroes provide a full spectrum of focused services and support using our game engine technology. Mm-hmm. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay!
I'm excited. I want to play some of these. Forget them being for training. This is what makes it interesting, that you could do surgery and not actually have to use a real person. Although, nothing can prepare you for that smell when you're working on a cadaver. So sometimes they have to use them. You need to get the full experience, unfortunately. And if you've got a squeamish stomach, you're not going to be able to handle it. You know what? I think I started to like the smell of embalming fluid at one point.
I know that's kind of creepy.
It is. It is. You do get used to the smell, and then your nose starts to pick out the parts of it that smells good. There's good smells even in the bad ones. So I think my nose was starting to separate the two. Like, this is a good smell. So yeah, that was fun. People are like, when were you operating on cadavers? Man, y'all don't know.
Oh, wow.
You see, like a Jamaican, I've had many, many jobs.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right. Maybe I can actually do the story now?
You are clear. Okay. GLaDOS let you go.
All right, GLaDOS. GLaDOS, I love you, and I will do very, very, very naughty things to you if you'll just leave me alone. A wall soldier steals Paul Allen's identity, gets caught by the FBI.
What?
When you're on the run from the U.S. military, committing a major act of fraud and identity theft is probably not the brightest idea. The FBI says that they have apprehended an AWOL Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania soldier who pretended to be former Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen, and an indictment unsealed Monday against a 28-year-old Brandon Lee Price called Citibank in January and requested a change of address on Paul Allen's bank account from Seattle, Washington to Pittsburgh. After the change was made, Price had a new debit card issued to him at the new address and went on to attempt making various purchases and transactions that included paying $658.81 on his Armed Forces bank loan accounts and make various video game related purchases at a game store and a dollar store. Debit card was also used to make an attempted $15,000.
GLaDOS grabbed you again.
GLaDOS, you've had me up later in the course to stop. I know, let me go.
Oh,
GLaDOS.
I don't know what she's saying. All I can use is, let me GLaDOS. She's really
messy. GLaDOS. All right.
Poor Ginger. Ginger wants to talk today, too. I know. Poor baby. Well, on the good side, while Ginger tries to deal with her GLaDOS issues again, there's a new piece of software out that I most definitely must have. It is called, wait a minute, they don't have an ad. What, do they have a name for it? Well, I don't know the name for it yet. We'll get to that, I'm sure, somewhere in the story. But the name of the company is called BlueStacks. And they have had a grand vision of letting you run Android apps on Windows. Mm-hmm. The company has today released a free beta version of its software, which now supports most of Android's 450,000 apps. The new release is a major upgrade over BlueStacks Alpha version, which was made available for 3 months last year to early testers and was only able to run 9 pre-selected Android apps. The new beta version also supports Windows 7, Vista, and XP. It gives you access to pretty much any Android app, though not all of them run very well. Still, it's a big step for the startup, which made waves last year when it first announced its emulation technology. Dubbed Layer Cake, the software emulates Android apps written for ARM processors on x86 processor-based Windows PCs. Without much emulation technology, software between the two different chip platforms is fundamentally incompatible without being recompiled, that is. Emulation is nothing new, but BlueStacks is the first company devoted to bringing the rich variety of Android apps to PC. BlueStacks CEO Rosen Sharma said in an interview with VentureBeat yesterday that it's really a whole new product. The company's been working on the emulation technology for 2.5 years, but now its original vision is finally coming to view. While the BlueStacks software won't appeal to everyone, it could be useful for those who want to test out their Android apps, you developers out there, or users who want access to apps that don't yet have desktop versions. And judging from the company's Facebook page, which has garnered just a small 75,000 fans within the past 3 days, for a total of 286,000 fans, that BlueStacks has a core, sizable audience of geeks. It looks so, so awesome. They're saying games like Fruit Ninja and, of course, Angry Birds were playable. They're saying they're a little bit choppy, and productivity apps like Evernote worked pretty much without issue. Strangely, the new Angry Birds space performed almost flawlessly. Mm-hmm. 3D-heavy apps like Google Earth didn't fare well and brought BlueStacks to a crawl. The company has high hopes for their beta release. And after the alpha release saw widespread engagement from users, over 1 million users across more than 100 companies downloaded the alpha release and opened over 4.5 million apps. Woot! So BlueStacks, they were at CES this year, and they told VentureBeat that they are actively targeting the Ultra bookmakers to preload its app already. They have already inked a deal with Inhan, a Taiwanese manufacturer, and the company's technology is ripe for licensing. Ooh. They have also at present raised $10 million so far in a single round of funding. Congratulations to them, and I will definitely be playing around with this because I think that is awesome. I don't know why somebody didn't think to do it before you, but good job. Ginger, are you still hanging in there, poor baby?
I am here. I was listening to you. You sounded like you went through a tin can there for a moment.
That's what they're saying. I sound like Transformer with a speech impediment.
Oh, no. It's horrible.
Oh, they say you sound like Transformer with a speech impediment.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's fine. Oh, you start talking. As soon as you start talking for more than a few seconds, that's when she gets you.
I know the weather around here today is kind of being wonky, so I know that's part of it.
You think that's what it is?
Girl, the wind is blowing like crazy. It sounds like my house is going to crash in on itself.
Then that is probably what the issue is. I've been trying to figure it out. I'm like, maybe I have to open this and you know, impeding gender from speaking, he should have told us he was windy for you.
It is windy. I'm windy. So
the wind just picked up, didn't it? The wind just picked up, didn't it, just then?
Yes.
Yeah, blowing your lines. Okay, somebody out there that is an electrician, explain something to me. Why exactly are all of our lines above ground? Why are they not buried somewhere so that this kind of stuff can't happen? I'm not understanding.
I don't know, but they should really fix this because I'm constantly on the phone with these people. Fix your crap.
No, I mean, you know, this is the geek in me. I wonder, especially here in Texas, because I would think that putting some, you know, the power lines and things like that in an enclosed tube that, you know, you can seal off where it's airtight, it's sealed against the water and stuff, you know, and you can have technology that tests to make sure it stays that way. And then I would think you would have less down power lines, less power outages if everything was buried, you know, deeply underground and could only be accessed at certain points. I do not understand why they're above ground. Somebody explain this to me so that I understand. I'm 5 year old, damn it. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. I know why before, maybe that was the, you know, that was the way it was done, but why have we not moved these things underground where they're less dangerous to all of us? Keep in mind, you know, we have a lot of hurricanes. Power lines come loose. There's sparking in the street. There's power outages. It's just dangerous. Anybody explain?
Totally.
Yeah, so if it was windy today, Ginger would not be having these issues.
Yeah.
Our internet connections would be faster and less power outages for us like I had last week. I'm just saying. Somebody explains me.
Yeah. Power outages. Not fun.
Boo.
All right. So can y'all hear me? Can I talk maybe?
Try again. Make it quick.
All right, this time I'm going to tell you about Kim.com. We don't like Kim.com. Come on, GLaDOS, work with me. U.S. military had 15,634 accounts on Mega Upload. Mega Upload founder Kim.com claims that the United States military had 15,634 accounts on Australian storage services prior to the U.S. government taking down the site and having its founders arrested in various countries.
Pause. And go. Nope. She stopped you again.
No, don't stop me.
Okay, now try it.
Okay. Speaking at length with Torrent Freak, he provided the site with a bunch of information about the U.S. government's use of the server. Seems odd that the U.S. government would have so many accounts on a service whose sole purpose, according to those going up against it, was to infringe on other people's copyrighted works. The data released to Torrent Freak also reveals that various U.S. government agencies have accounts on sites.
Let's try again.
My name's Facebook.gov, DOE.gov.
Glad. That way, if you win the ear house going, you probably should pause. Okay. Is the wind down?
I don't know.
She don't like you. She don't like you today. I'm sorry, Ginger. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, and we're back. It's no longer
spinning. Okay, try it again.
All right, a total of 15,634 accounts from the military domains F.mil, Army.mil, CENTCOM.mil, Navy.mil, and OSD.mil were also recorded.
Poor Ginger.
GLaDOS.
I don't like you. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
It's going to be one of those days.
Well, you
That's
got more to go.
No, that was about it. More or less, our government sucks. They're backwards. All that fun stuff. Yay.
Oh, we took the wind out of the ginger sails. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay, well, let me tell you.
Okay.
Let me tell you about the Canadian Video Game Awards, who we've gone back and forth with over some years. They want us to come up there, but they don't want to pay our fare. We're coming to Canada just all willy-nilly. But anyway, we do give them some love every week. I mean, every year, I'm sorry. So they have released the finalists for the 3rd annual Canadian Video Game Awards were announced today. David Hayter, who is the voice of Metal Gear Solid, Solid Snake, will be the host for the event. Finally, they get somebody in gaming because they had some old crazy celebs before. It's going to be taking place on April 21st at the Vancouver Convention Center. 28 games are represented in the list of finalists, with all the titles being developed in Canada and released in 2011. Wonder why. So the finalists for Game of the Year is Assassin's Creed Revelation, Deus Ex Human Revolution. I'm sorry, I should probably say, well, we don't care who made them. FIFA 2012, Fight Night, Champion, Super Brothers, Sword and Sorcery. Never played that one. Then you have Best Console Game, Assassin's Creed Revelations, Deus Ex Human Revolution, Dragon Age 2, FIFA 2012, and Fight Night Champion. Best Game on the Go, finalists are A Space Shooter for Free, Assassin's Creed Recollection, Squibble, Super Stickman Golf, Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery EP. Best Downloadable Game, Capsized, Might and Magic, Clash of Heroes, Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery EP, Swarm, and Tales from Space About a Blob. The Best Audio, Assassin's Creed Revelations, Deus Ex Human Revolution, Fight Night Champion, Need for Speed The Run, and Warhammer 40K Space Marine. Best Social or Casual Game, and this is going to be a surprise to some of you, that Angry Birds is nowhere on this list. Cranky Cat, Green Space, Margarita Online, Sissy's Magical Pony Corn Adventures. Woo! Sissy! We vote for Sissy. Okay. You remember Sissy, don't
Sissy
you?
Is amazing. Sissy is amazing.
Sissy
is amazing. That was such a cute name.
That's right. The youngest game developer in the world. All right. So also best game design, Assassin's Creed Revelations, Dead Rising 2, Off the Record, Deus Ex Human Revolution, Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery EP, and Warhammer 40K Space Marine. I got to check out this Super Brothers thing. We never got to look at it. Best Technology, of course, Assassin's Creed Revelations, FIFA 2012, Just Dance 3, Warhammer 40K Space Marine, and Your Shape Fitness Evolved 2012. Best Visual Arts, Assassin's Creed is cleaning up, Deus Ex Human Revolution, Need for Speed The Run, Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery, Warhammer 40K Space Marine as well. Best Writing, yes, again, it is Assassin's Creed Revelations. Again, it is Deus Ex Human Revolution, Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery, To the Moon, Warhammer 40K. Wow. Okay, guess what? Assassin's Creed is not in this next category. Indie Game, Capsize, DLC Quest, Super Stickman Golf, but Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery EP is in it. Tales from Space About a Blob. And goes on and on and on and on. With more Assassin's Creed and more Deus Ex pretty much making it. Oh, best new character, though, I must mention this. Sissy's Magical Pony Corn Adventure is in there as well. We cannot wait till summer when we can get Sissy on here when it's not her bedtime. Oh, my God, I cannot wait to talk to her. Her daddy says she goes to bed at 8, so we got to have her on. Oh, so adorable.
totally adorable.
Ginger, by the way, Jay just tweeted, and this episode of Lunch at Ginger and Corey has been brought to you by Aperture Science.
I hate you, Jay. I hate you. You know what? We're no longer getting married, Jay. The wedding is off.
Y'all talk about me not inviting you to weddings. I didn't even know there was going to be a wedding. Wait till I
talk. I know. I invited him to come into Second Life and be my sugar daddy, and has he come? No. No, right?
He hasn't been back in. See, we were doing Jay upright. We gave him cash. Jay, we want our Lindens back. How about that?
I thought I wouldn't mind seeing them.
I want to see them.
Dancing. Like, it's fun.
I don't want it. I want my Lindens back.
You know, I have not seen GLaDOS inside Second Life in a while. Ooh. Maybe this is her visiting me.
I wonder, you know what? We forgot GLaDOS was stalking you in Second Life for a while.
No. I still have her on my friends list, but she's not been in.
I
kind of miss her. She was so creepy and odd and awesome.
Is he making cake? Maybe that's what it is.
Yes. She was always making cake and wanted me to come check it out. So, yeah.
You know you can't eat that cake.
Mm-mm, I did not eat that cake.
No, you cannot eat that cake. All right. That was so lispy.
I guess it's my turn. I should try something.
Yeah, try it.
Like I'm able to talk a little bit.
Try it.
All right. Britain's Association of Teachers and Lecturers attack parents over video games. Oh, you know I love these stories. The head of Britain's Association of Teachers and Lecturers think parents are doing a crappy job by ignoring game ratings and letting their children play violent video games. They are pulling the proverbial fire alarm in a BBC report, like a teenager might do a one-off prank to send the principal into a tizzy. Oh, my God. ACL head Dr. Mary Bousted is leading the charge on the Fox crisis facing England's youth, believing that they know better than parents what they should and should not consume at home. Members of the union will debate a resolution calling for legislation against violent video games at their annual conference in Manchester next week. Dr. Bousted called these games very. Who wrote this? English language. It's not hard, okay? All right, so anyways, Dr. Bousted's calling these games very violent and believes they could affect the tender young minds of children and young people. She adds that parents are ignoring the ratings restrictions on video games and that these ratings are hard to enforce. All right, she's got a slight bit of a point there. She also tells reporters, of course, they're extremely difficult to enforce, just like films, just like TV. Mm-hmm. It's about reminding parents and caregivers that they have a very real responsibility for their children and that schools can't do it alone. Thank you. Schools are not daycares. Schools are not parents.
Amen.
They're up till 12 or 1 o'clock playing computer games and coming to school exhausted, not interacting with other children. And that's not good preparation for school and not for life. True flippin' story.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that children spend hours locked in their rooms playing computer games, which means they're not interacting, they're not playing, and they're not exercising. Of course, one could argue that it's none of the Association of Teachers and Lecturers' business. They got a point there, because parents are in charge of their children. As the people who brought them into this world, they have the right to decide if they can watch Doctor Who on BBC or play Grand Theft Auto. Perhaps the Association of Teachers and Lecturers should concern themselves with finding better ways to teach children more science, technology, and math so they can better be prepared for their future. Who wrote this? Whoever wrote this, you're fired. Seriously,
Sam,
into the sun. They make some good points, but then they go off the deep end.
Well, I'm not minding them going off the deep end, because what generally happens is what's going on in Capitol Hill in reverse.
Yeah.
Now we're going to come after you, developers. How dare you make these video games? The kids, you know, we need to protect the kids. When truth, it comes down to the parents. I understand what they're trying to do completely. They're basically saying, parents, you would do this to us. Now, the issue is not the problem does not lie with the developers. It does lie with you if you're not making sure you pay attention to what your kids play with. Now, if you let them play with it and you're perfectly happy with it, then that's you, which is why I go back to my same thing. I would lobby that when people buy video games, if it's an M-rated game, parent has to be there and we swipe their ID so you know the parent was okay with this.
Yes.
They were told,
yes,
this game is rated M, you're buying this for your kid,
yes,
you have your ID on file, and if your kid goes crazy to kill anybody, we are free of any type of litigation you would try to file because you put it in their hands. So if you believe this game cause a problem, it is now on you. You should have been handed,
yes,
to your kid. So that's why I'm all for that.
And I agree with this to a point. I think the writer took a little bit too much of a protective stance of games, because you know I'm protective of my games.
Yeah.
But I understand teachers are not parents. Teachers are not daycare, not a substitute for some kind of family involvement. And they shouldn't be. And these parents should pay attention to what their kids are watching and what they're playing. But you're also right. They should not be – parents should not be blaming everybody else but themselves for what their children are doing.
Yep, you cannot blame anybody for your shortcoming as a parent. Sorry.
Yes, yes, exactly. If you don't care enough to find out what the game is about, find out what the rating is, to talk to your child, to know your child's maturity level, then it's your own fault if your child goes completely flipping crazy, and I think you should be held liable for whatever your child does.
I'm telling you, if they started doing that, there would be a lot more parents paying attention to rating systems. They say, look,
yes,
here, there's,
yes,
a rating system. If you don't pay attention to it, and your kid goes to school and shoots up a bunch of people, and you say, oh, they were playing GTA the night before,
mm-hmm,
and they were up till 3, and maybe they had a psychotic break because they haven't slept in a week, then it is on you. You're going to deal with them. I guarantee
you. I want to say here in Texas, they started pushing that if your child was skipping school and then you would get fined.
The same thing with the games.
Yes, and a lot of people were throwing a fit. Oh, my God, why am I being fined for what my kid did?
Because
something fundamentally wrong. There's something wrong with your child, going on with your child, that needs to be addressed, and you are not addressing it. So maybe this fine will force you to address it. We understand you have to work. We understand that right now it's a two-parent economy where you have to have both parents working. But at some point, you have to say, you know what, maybe it's worth turning off the computers, turning off the internet, turning off the cable TV for a month or two, and having this family time and getting to know your child, so that your child is not having these issues, that they can enter the adult world well-rounded and ready to cope with everything.
It's not just that. It's a if you have a child, you are responsible for them.
Yes.
It is that simple. cannot. I would like for the government to stop parenting for the parents. I need for you all to step back and say, you know what, this is your job, is to make sure your kid does well. And that is they keep talking about old school family value. That's an old school family value I actually agree with.
Yeah.
You adopted or brought this kid into the world, then you are responsible to make sure they get to school.
Yes.
They are not doing and saying and playing with things they should not be, and you should be held accountable. Either that or you need to give it up to somebody who wants to be a parent. That's the way I see it. I don't agree with the whole, the parents, you know, saying, oh, well, the government's going to protect my kid. You know, the government's watching out for my kid's best interest. They are not. When I did the thing with the Girl Scouts a couple of weeks ago, that was one of the things I harped upon, and is that I told the parents, I said, this is a, you know, an issue that's near and dear and close to me. I says, and I cannot stand it. I says, and I've heard some of you in here mention it, that, oh, my son wants to play these games, and you know, these video game makers, these games are horrible. And I said, you know what, the fault lies with you. There is a rating system, like a movie. You would take a trial to see a XXX movie because you know what the rating system means. There's already one in place for gaming.
Yeah.
Pay attention. If you can download apps to your phone, I told them there's an app that you can download at the ESRB that will let you stand there and scan them. If you're not sure what the ratings mean, it will scan and tell you what they mean. I said, so you all have no excuse. You cannot blame the video game developers. I said, and I'm going to put the basic logic to you. Adults make these games, so it stands to reason not all of them are going to be made for children. Adults don't generally think, you know, about making this for a kid unless it's a kid's company. So you all need to step up. And they were like, oh, I didn't know there was a rating system. I didn't know what that meant. Which I do fall back on. That's the ESRB's fault a lot of the times. They don't do great at marketing, but still, fault lies with parents. They shouldn't have to do a great job at marketing. They're there, and if you're willing to go look for an app to figure out how to post to Facebook or Foursquare, you should be looking for something for your kids.
Yes.
The only people who I am holding accountable for not having proper ratings, Android and Apple, I'm looking at you. Get off your store. I cannot see if
yes.
I didn't have perfect eyesight. You know, if you don't have perfect eyesight, you can't even see their rating systems and what it means. Is that in very small print underneath the picture? Anybody else have not noticed that there is a rating system on the app stores? All of them? There is one, but they refuse to adhere to the ESRB because they don't feel like they have to. Now, them, if kids shoots up from playing the Gladiator game, shoots up somebody, and you should be blamed. You have no formal rating system. It doesn't even pop up before you buy the game. Nothing.
Yeah. I don't know. See, my deal is, all right, I own a pet. Most people throw a fit about. I know that if anything would ever happen, I would be held responsible. It should be the same way with your kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I take precautions, and I go through training and everything else. So, yeah. All right. That was my story. So now it's your turn.
You can do another one if you like. You've been quiet.
I can. Let me try. Snuggle Truck added to Humble Bundle for Android 2. I cannot talk now.
Now that you can talk, you can.
I know, right? The Pay What You Want DRM-free bundle Humble Bundle for Android 2 has added Snuggle Truck into the mix today. If the name sounds vaguely familiar, that's because it was used... That's because it used to be called Smuggle Truck. And was a game about smuggling immigrants across the border.
Ow.
The company that made it, Alchemy Labs, called it immigration satire, but not everyone got the joke they were trying to tell. Snuggle Truck replaces immigrants flying out of the back of a pickup truck with fluffy stuffed animals. Oh, how tasteless. The game includes a level creator and access to thousands of user-created levels, with many of the top entries taking Snuggle Trucking to the extreme. As a bonus entry, users can also download the original Smuggle Truck. You can check out a video from the game to your left, which is on GamePolitics.com this morning. As of the writing, the Humble Bundle Android 2 has raked in $532,619.54 for the sale of 83,128 bundles. Wow. All right. Smuggle Truck at least sounds interestingly cute. Smuggle Truck? What were you thinking? I mean, maybe it's because we live down here and we actually see the devastation. You know, we hear about them finding bodies in the deserts and this, that, and the other. And it's not cute. It's not fun. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, didn't some people get stuck in some mud? I know that sounds funny, but when we say mud, we mean the mud that's like quicksand.
Yeah, there was. And then there was a couple of years back, a truck was trying to smuggle immigrants across the border. Something happened. they do insulation or something. The heat in Texas, you do not understand, is hot.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking, we can get up to 120 plus degrees down here with 100% humidity.
Yeah.
It is
nuts. And inside of a car on a hot day.
It's even hotter. Yeah.
And it gets that way quickly. That's why
they were literally baked to death inside that truck and could not get out.
Mm.
And all four of them trying to escape the horrible things that are going on. So, yes, this irritates me. I don't like this.
I've already
I can't even believe Humble Bundle would even have this in their bundle.
I'm not surprised because, you know, everybody's trying to make a name for themselves, but...
I guess.
That was a tough one.
It's almost tasteless. I'm almost offended. I don't even want to go buy a... You know, I was thinking about it. You know, I should just buy a bundle just to help out. No. This bundle could just keep right on going.
All right. Before we have to get out of here, I got one more for you. Go crazy. That's right. Go crazy.
Crazy Bones,
independent publisher of entertaining mass market video games, today announced the release of GoGo's Crazy Bones, the game for Nintendo DS, part of the family of handheld systems from Nintendo. The game, which brings the popular GoGo's Crazy Bones characters to digital life, is now available in retail stores nationwide for $29.99. GoGo's Crazy Bones are small, colorful figurines with endless gaming, collection, and learning possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Developed by Magic Box International and PPI Worldwide Group and distributed in the U.S. by JDNA, the collectible sensation has taken the toy market by storm, topping collectible sales charts around the world. Players will find GoGo's Crazy Bones, the game jam-packed with more than 70 puzzles and 30 favorite GoGo's to collect, each one with a unique name, design, personality, and special ability. Sounds a lot like those freaking, what are they called? Sounds like Pokemon to me.
Pokemon? Yeah.
Unlock 5 GoGo's in every level as you take on popular GoGo's names like Knockout, Battle, and Biscuit Attacks. Each earn stars and unlock rewards as you explore interactive environments from the bus stop to the playground. GoGo's Crazy Bones, the game provides hours of fun and entertainment as you collect, trade, and play with your friends. It's developed by Black Lantern Studios. Again, it's for Nintendo DS, and it is rated E for everyone. You can check them out over at game-mill.com if you have a little one you think might like to play with some bones. I'm really still not sure what this one's about. Make sure you check them out.
Yeah.
Before you hand it to the little one. GoGo's Crazy Bones. I'm really not sure what y'all are doing here.
Me either. That sounds a little strange.
Okay, and I got a short one since we still have a few more.
Oh, we do have just a couple more minutes.
Those of you who are planning to pick up the new LG, the Lucid by LG, is out today. I hate when they send me these and it's like nothing. It is on the 4G network if you're planning on picking up one and you have access. The coverage is supposed to be a little bit more than normal, over 200 cities and covering more than 200 million people. And it's supposed to have a bigger screen, all that goody gumdrop stuff if you want to pick one up. If you pick one up and you like it, let us know. If you hate it, let us know. And we are about to get on our way because we have
ready
for Pixinista tonight. Where we'll be talking about in-game armors and whatnot.
Yes, I cannot wait.
Come by and talk about your armor. Some of you wild people really love your armor, APB.
Yes, because I know y'all have the whole Transmogrify now, so let us know. I mean, even send us a screenshot. Ginger@gamingatrix.com.
Amen. Holla at your girls. And we'll see you later on Pixinista. We'll have our stilettos on if y'all want to come.
Rawr.
Rawr.